what you like.
Full of intolerance, greed.
When I think about that last set of songs, I feel like each song has a story to be told. So let's start backwards and work our way forward. So the last song we just heard is a team up of Santi Gold, David Byrne, and Fatboy Slim. It was back in 2010 that David Byrne and Fatboy Slim teamed up to release Here Lies Love. We feature it many times on the program. It's a concept album and rock musical made in collaboration between David Byrne and Fatboy Slim about the life of the former First Lady of the Philippines, Imelda Marcos. To make things even more dynamic, the double disc album features over 20 women voices from everyone from Cyndi Lauper to Martha Wainwright to Tori Amos to Sharon Jones to Santi Gold. The song we heard is Santi Gold's track, Please Don't. And listen, if you are a fan of Santi Gold, you'll be happy to know that she is on tour this summer and fall. For our listeners in the Detroit, Windsor area, she will be at St. Andrews Hall on June 17th. That's downtown Detroit. And I could be wrong in saying this. This could possibly be her first Detroit appearance. I have been a lifelong, well, maybe not lifelong, but a day one fan of Santi Gold, and I've never had the opportunity to see her live. So I am thrilled that the show has been announced. All right, now let's talk about the middle song. Wrong Way Up is the band, paying homage to the sounds that filled the airwaves in Nigeria and Ghana some 45 years ago. The Melbourne Afro synth duo Wrong Way Up delivered deep grooves and addictive chants with quirky synthesizers and 1970s drum machines. The album is a total global block party in sound. The album is called Totally Right, released just last February. We heard the song Do What You Like from Wrong Way Up. And then kicking that set off, going back to 1983, it's Bronx sister family act ESG. The song is called Dance. That comes from the band's debut album, Come Away, with ESG, released in 1983. It is regarded as a seminal work in post-punk and no-wave music, as well as a key influence for the development of dance punk and hip-hop music. And again, these were just teenage girls with really no lessons or background in music, but they have made waves ever since. ESG with the song Dance, again from Come Away with ESG. Okay, Montreal indie electronic musician Marie Davidson, she returns with her sixth album, City of Clowns. It's an album that demonstrates Marie Davidson's confidence and understanding who she is as an artist, someone who brings humor to her dark dance. Marie Davidson right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Tick-tack, time is never coming by. What you choose, you might lose. Wake up or go back to sleep. Thank you. siate fini with the comedy.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert. We do not have much time left here, kids, so let's talk about what we heard. It is music from Toronto new wave indie rock band Metric with their song Monster Hospital, but getting a little remix help. It's the Mastercraft remix. That was a B-side to the CD single of Metric's Monster Hospital. And then starting that set off, Montreal indie electronic artist Marie Davidson from her latest album, City of Clowns. We heard Fun Times. Stay in touch with the show all week long. We're on social media, Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook. We're at Girly So Groovy. Or check out the last 10 weeks worth of the show at mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. I'm going to leave you with some just classic 1970s R&B. Jean Knight with her song Dirt, released in 1973. As a B-side to her single, Jesse Joe, You Gotta Go. It's Jean Knight with Dirt. If you tune in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the 24 years, I cannot say thank you enough. The show is nothing without you. Jean Knight with Dirt here on Girly So Groovy.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.
We are fueled by your support. You make CJSF.
This is Bird Note.
An evening baseball game isn't the only thing illuminated by the bright stadium lights. High in the air, countless flying insects are drawn to them. And those insects are a perfect snack for the game's avian attendees. Common nighthawks swoop with their wide mouths open to hoover up the flying insects under the lights, performing aerial stunts over the athletes on the ground. Common nighthawks belong to the nightjar family, a group of birds with long wings and big mouths that are adept at hunting in the air. Nighthawks have gray and brown feathers that help them blend in on the ground. In the sky, though, these birds stand out. Vertical white wing stripes glow bright even at dusk and dawn, when they're most active. To show off for potential mates, male nighthawks use a display called booming. They dive so that air makes a loud boom as it passes over their wings.
Hot dogs! Hot dogs!
The next time you're enjoying your snacks at the game, just know that the birds are enjoying theirs too. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is sponsored by 7-year-old Quinn Sedgley, who wants everyone to help birds and wildlife.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.